This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The short message social media company Twitter wants to sell many little slices of itself to the public. It announced its initial public offering idea in a tweet, of course. Marketplace's Mark Garrison joins us live. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
One word in that tweet is getting a lot of attention, confidentially. Explain what that means to confidentially file for a public IPO.
Yeah, in the thousands and thousands of replies and retweets of that message, some people were confused. Well, wait, how is it confidential if you just tweet it to the entire world about it? Now, the P that's in IPO is public, of course, and that idea is a company has to share information about its business to the public so people can decide if they want to invest. But Twitter yet doesn't have to make its information public. And this is something a little new. When the Jobs Act became law last year, it allowed companies with less than $1 billion in revenue to keep their IPO documents confidential until much later in the process. So right now, we don't really get to look under the hood at Twitter to see how well it's actually doing.
The Jobs Act, about jobs. Now, the company stands to raise maybe billions from this IPO. What could they do with the money?
Well, once a company is public, the investors want growth and more growth. Twitter needs a war chest to do that, and they have to expand their advertising business. Just this week, they spent around $350 million buying a mobile ad company. They may want to buy more companies or more staff or spend more money marketing. It takes a lot of cash in a multi-billion dollar IPO. That's one way to get it.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison, thank you.
Thank you.